This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com. Hello, welcome to Startup to Success with Maria. My guest today is Kashel Pratcher, who's an award-winning journalist turned media coach and entrepreneur. She's the founder of K. Pratcher Media, a boutique media consulting and public relations agency based in Tallahassee, Florida. She uses her expertise as an award-winning TV producer, journalist, and adjunct instructor to teach small business owners how to turn their struggles and wins into intriguing stories that increase media exposure. Kashel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for, having me on. I'm so thankful.
I'm so happy to have you. God, I have so many questions for you, not from just as a host, but also as a small business owner. And we'll jump into all of that after you tell me what inspired you to begin this amazing entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah, definitely. So I spent the last 10 years in newsrooms across the Southeast. I'm originally from Chicago, but I went to college in Jackson, Mississippi. And so from there, I really loved all things media, from the college newspaper to the TV station. Like, I wanted to learn everything media. And so, 2 weeks before graduation, I got my first real job out of college. And so everyone called me the people's journalist, because I was always looking at how I could help people tell their story, how I could help them get coverage, media coverage. Because I took my role as a journalist as a real storyteller. I wanted to go out, be in the community. I wanted people to feel like, you have my best interest at heart. You're not just a journalist out here trying to stick, a mic in my face or something like that. So I just really took all of the newsroom experience, all of the, people that I've met in the networks. And I said, wow, I could really, do this on my own, and just helping people learn how to master the media, because so many times I receive so many emails, so many texts. Hey, I would love to be featured. Like, can you give me some tips? What, X, Y, and Z, like, how do people get to TV producers and journalists? How do they get their news out there? And so I just took that opportunity, and I'm just so happy and thankful that I did, because it's really paying off.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty amazing. And, the fact that you're focusing on small business owners is huge for me, because I have a soft spot for small business owners too. And a lot of them can't afford PR agencies and don't know how to take advantage. And a lot of them have the best stories to tell. And so it's just inspiring what you're doing. So tell me a little bit about your journey as you were building your media consulting and public relations agency. Was there anything that you had to figure out that took you to the next level, where the moment you figured it out, you were like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then you noticed that the business just went to the next level.
Yeah, I think the thing that I had to realize is that you have to put yourself out there. You have to network. You have to pitch yourself. I think once I learned that, and I wrestle with it, because I'm an introvert type of person. And so people say, how are you, like, when they hear me talk, and they're like, what, you're an introvert? I really am. But I had to learn, like, you have to step out of that in order for you to succeed, or, for your small business to tell your story and put your information out there. You have to learn how to open up, network, talk to people, share. Social media is so powerful that you have a storytelling tool right there. So I think I had to really learn that. And once I started to network and learn the power of networking and how big my expertise could help others, it just took off. I was like, wow, I didn't realize what I was doing. It could help so many people. And so once I put it out there that I had a business, this is what I was trying to do, everybody was like, oh my gosh, I want you to work with me. So I'm just so thankful for that. And just really having the fuel to say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to tell people about it, and I'm going to go after it.
And I think the fact that, your background is journalism and a producer, that's very different. Most PR agents have the experience of being on the other side, pitching to producers and journalists. I think the unique value proposition here is that you've been on the other side, know how busy they are, and what stories, how the stories need to be told for them to either bite on it or just, be ignored. So if you were to give a few tips to the small business owners, what would it be? I mean, or before you dive into the tips, actually, if you can tell me how the small businesses can work with you, that would
Yeah, so definitely. So my small business, I have different programs where I like to come in and sit down and talk to the business, see how can I help you? So I always ask, you know, what's your brand story? We have to get, before you could pitch out to the media, you got to know your why. You have to know why you're unique. You have to know why you're so special, why your story deserves to be told in the media. And so I always, you know, that is the big tip that I give to small business owners. Let's start with their brand story first. Let's, you know, let's catch on to that. Because I think me as a producer, the first thing that I read when it comes through my email is the subject line. You need to catch me immediately. What story is it? Why is it going to be so important for my audience that I can take your pitch and pitch it to my news director? So that's just one big tip that I love, because I was on the other side and now I'm pitching people. And I think that's why I have success, because I know how to write those catchy headlines, because I look for them. I look for them for the last 10 years. So that's what helped me be so successful. But for small business owners that are looking for that help, I would love for them to, you know, reach me at kpratchettmedia.com. Love to schedule a consultation. Let's talk about the business. And what I love about my business and my boutique agency is that I want to run it as if I'm helping you. I'm coaching you and I'm teaching you on how to do it yourself. So, you know, everyone can't contract an agency at this moment. You'll get there. But I want to give you the tools to start rolling and getting the publicity for yourself easily. So
I love that. And that's something that I personally can use as well. You know, with my, I have this CBD brand that I started about 3 years ago. Last year around July, we decided to do live in-person workshops with a few doctors to start helping people reemerge back into society as we were opening up in Los Angeles a little bit later than everyone else out there. And so, you know, I remember as I was putting the webinar, the workshop together, it was going to be in person, but then we were going to do a hybrid online as well. I remember telling my assistant that I really want to pitch this to any of the news stations, the local news stations, and see if they'll pick it up. And I ended up pitching it to a lot of stations. And I think, you know, one of them got back to me, but that she got back to me because I DM'd her through Instagram and bugged her so much, she probably got tired of it. But none of my emails got any response. And my assumption is that my headline was probably not catchy enough. But I did get featured on Fox 11 News, which was amazing. I ended up getting covered for 3 minutes. Not only did they share my story and how I started the brand and why I started it, but they also promoted the workshop, which was amazing. But going back to trying to redo that is really difficult, because now I'm like, okay, what's my next thing? Do I need to come up with another workshop to promote? And, you know, because you have to give something that's valuable to the news stations for them to share with their listeners and viewers. And so, you know, I would love to learn a little bit about, for someone like me, how would I work with you if I don't want to hire a PR agency on a retainer basis, because, you know, the business is still a baby and I can't really spend $3,000-$5,000 per month to have a PR agency.
So I come in and I also host workshops. I have a workshop that I'm getting ready to release. I'm so excited. It's going to be called Master the Media with Kashelle. And so you sign up for it. And what I love about it is you sign up for it as a group, but then I take myself and I work with you to get a schedule and we work one-on-one. So there I help you develop a really strong press release, because the first way to great press coverage is developing that release. Then from there, I help you develop those headlines, those storylines that you could start working around and tweaking. And then I also help you identify pitching versus press releases. So sometimes, you know, what helped me to get my client featured on a podcast interview just recently, I sent a 2-sentence pitch email to the podcast host, 2 sentences. And it was so simple. It was so, hey, I love what you're doing. I love that you're doing book reviews. I have a client who's an author that's releasing a book. I would love to send you more information. Yeah. They replied instantly and said, sure, please send me the press release for the book. Sent it right back. They said, okay, schedule this on my calendar. Amazing. So sometimes it's all about being straight to the point, because journalists are busy people. Like, I was on that side and I received so many emails that, one, it didn't relate to my audience. And that's another thing too. It's like people have to understand that you can't just pitch every outlet, because every outlet is not, you know, for your specific story or your industry. You got to find the right people to pitch.
Yeah, that's great advice. So tell me a little bit about that upcoming webinar. Is that something that's going to be available on your website where people can sign up?
Yes. So I am releasing everything this coming Friday, but it will be on the website for purchase. And so you go in and the fee is $199 and you come in and it's a group setting. You'll go through everything, learning all the steps as far as how to start pitching the media. And then from there, once you go through the course and me construct, you know, the videos, I'm going through a step-by-step with you. We set up a time and I help you develop everything. So for that $199, I'm helping you really start the groundwork. And then I give you different outlets that you can look at, and they send pitches to the email that you can start. Everything's going to be created for you in that little pitch document, and you can start copy pasting, you know, blanking things out and just putting things in for specific journalists. So I'm so excited to really be announcing that, because I think it's going to help a lot of people. And I just really wanted to make sure it's specific for small business owners, because like you said, like the agency fees, it's a lot for a small business. So yeah, so that one-time fee, you get one-on-one with me, I'm developing everything for you to get you on the ground running to start pitching.
Amazing. So another challenge that we had as we were thinking, you know, working hard to pitch this workshop to a lot of news stations was getting the right contacts. And I remember we, you know, my team had to literally go one by one, look for contacts or fill out a form. Any advice you have for that? Are there any lists that people can purchase? Or, you know, usually it comes obviously when you hire a PR agent, they have the contacts and they do that. That's why that's what we're ultimately paying for, I'm assuming, right? Yes. But in our case, for a small business trying to tackle this difficult task ourselves, what's the advice on how to get the right contacts and how to connect with them?
So one, I would definitely recommend taking a deep dive and saying, where do you want your brand to show up? So from there, I would say pick 5 outlets that you really want your brand to show up. Let's not even talk about local, regional, just pick 5. And from there, you'll look at, okay, who is the editor for this specific section, or who is the journalist? Follow them on social media. Engage with the content that they put out there. You don't just want to go ahead and send a cold pitch. The people don't know you. You know, you can't send a cold pitch and say, hey, I want you to cover this, but you didn't even tell me if you watch my beat and what I cover. So if you can find a journalist, maybe follow and you see some stories that they like and you see it on Twitter, like a tweet, you know, engage with that and say, hey, I really love this article. That little small things help. So when you come into a journalist inbox and you say, hey, Jane, I saw that you wrote a story on X, Y, and Z, and I really love that you pointed out these key facts. I have a story that may be of interest, you know, for your next upcoming articles. Please let me know if I can share expert commentary with you.
I love
that right there starts that communication, because then it's not like you're just, hey, I want something from you. Right. You're generally saying, I see your content. I love the stories you put out there. I want to be able to help you with your goal of getting stories out there.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And that itself obviously is time consuming, mm-hmm. but it's really authentic. And I think that's what they're looking for. That's what's going to make us stand out. And, you know, another thing I really want to talk about is social media. I know it has changed drastically over the last, you know, 10 years, I want to say. When I started my marketing, I guess, career, I started it off with experiential marketing with influencers, but back then they were called bloggers. There was no Instagram. Well, it was more than 10 years. I'm sorry. It was back in 2012. So yeah, it is 10 years. And so with that said, I've seen the industry change so rapidly. And lately I see the things that used to work for brands is no longer working. We have to spend twice as much money in order to generate any type of sales ultimately. What's your thought on that? How do you think the social media is changing, and what can the small business owners do to stay ahead of this change, I guess?
I think social media, because it's just so big and it's so driven on content now, I think small business owners, what they really need to do is latch onto the customer base they have now on social media. Engage with that. Put out content, put out short form videos to show up. you have to show up. And I think that's the good way of continuing to go with the trends. If you're showing up, if you're putting out quick little videos, because reels are what's popping now, reels and TikTok videos, you know, you have to meet your audience. You have to go out there and meet them. So, you know, thinking of a plan to create you some really good content on social. One thing that helps with one of my clients that I help with her brand, and she's an influencer, a growing influencer, actually. I told her to let's rebrand. Let's sit down and say, what do we want our brand to be known for? And let's specifically target that audience. She did that. And it was crazy because now she's getting all these followers. She's getting all, like, she's batch recording content. So she goes on the weekend, she says, okay, I'm going to use this. I'm going to create all these videos and save them. And now she has videos to roll out over the course of the month. So I think small business owners should just take some time, maybe a weekend, and think about what are some key points that you want to hit? What are some products that you really want to push? Let's create a quick little video around it and just continue to, you know, have that stored somewhere. So you're not looking every week or every day saying, what can I post today? So I think that's a really big driver, but also at the same time, taking the opportunity to be featured on like podcasts or blogs or guest posting, because that traffic can also help push to your social media.
I love it. Thank you. That's great advice. Now, a lot of small business owners deal with the challenge of creating content. Mm-hmm. A lot of them say, well, I don't know what's trending, and or I don't have time to get on TikTok to see, you know, what my competitors are doing or what's working or what's trending. How do I keep up with all this? It's just moving so quickly and yeah. They get frustrated. What's your advice on keeping up with the trends and knowing how to do this by putting the least amount of energy, I guess?
Biggest thing is looking at hashtags. That has helped me specifically. I have a set of hashtags that I go in and I follow. So I follow them on Instagram. I follow them on Twitter. I'm just looking at them and just seeing what's out there. What are people talking about? I also subscribe to newsletters so I can see what the industry is talking about. What are people raving about at that moment and what I can jump onto. And so from there, my content plan is really, I have to do it in a month basis, because if I don't, then I won't post at all. So my suggestion is really looking at different hashtags, finding hashtags that you like, the content you like, see something and get inspiration off of that. Even if it's just you writing something down really quickly in a Google Doc, you can always go back to it and be like, okay, well, let me try this. So I think that's what really helped me, and I kind of consult my clients on, is just let's take a look at where do you want your page to be? What is the content that you really want to drive out there? And now let's start following and seeing how you can tweak it and put your spin on it.
Amazing. I love it. It sounds so simple when you say it. I just want to go out there and start doing it. But that's great advice, you know, because I think the hashtags that you're interested in or the hashtags that are related to your business, that's a huge shortcut. Just put the hashtag in, go see what others are doing, write down whatever you get inspired by, and then try to duplicate. And that's the thing, you know, we always say there's a saying where you don't want to reinvent the wheel. You just want to tweak it a little bit, improve it. And I think in this case, small business owners obviously are wearing so many different hats. For them, when it comes to social media, it's just another challenging thing that they're just like, oh, but I'm not an expert. I don't know how to begin. But, you know, I think with people like yourself who's out there teaching and making it affordable, that's amazing. You know, I want to thank you for that. And if you don't mind, again, mentioning the website where people can go and sign up for the upcoming webinar, or maybe they want to work with you, how they can connect with you.
Yes, definitely. If you'll follow me on social media at Kay Pratchett Media, on Instagram, primarily there, but also on Facebook as well. And then my website, kaypratchettmedia.com. You can sign up for a consultation. There's no fee for that. So we can talk and see what is perfect for your business. And from there, you know, I can give you, okay, well, maybe you sign up for this workshop. Also on social media, I'll have the links for you to go directly to the workshop if you're more so interested in that. If everything is there on kaypratchettmedia.com and also my social media handles.
Amazing. And my last question before we part ways is, I know you mentioned that storytelling is key, you know, especially for small businesses. And I feel like as having a marketing agency myself, and with the type of marketing we do is so scalable, we usually, you know, do Sirius XM ads, podcast advertising. So it's very different. And what I've noticed is that the brands that have stories to tell are so much easier to promote than the ones that don't.
Yes.
What's your advice to someone who's really trying to work on their story? And I know you mentioned initially, you said, think about your why. Why are you doing this? And so what else would you advise them to think about when they're thinking of putting their story together?
I would say really dig deep into your inspiration. Really dig deep on who this product, who this service is for, and you speak directly to them. Anything, I feel like the reason why brands are so successful is because they figure out who their key ideal client is and they sell to that person. Well, they share that story to that specific person. So let's just say, you know, it's a brand who's selling jewelry. You know, maybe the jewelry owner is saying her specific reason why jewelry has helped her to overcome her fear of being insecure. Jewelry makes her feel great. And so she wants to create a brand, jewelry brand that, you know, makes you feel beautiful, makes you feel special. So then a young woman who, you know, may not be so transparent to share that, she sees that story and she's like, wow, I felt that way. And maybe her jewelry will help me, you know, inspire or not feel so insecure. So it's just those little, you know, stories that you pull out of yourself on why you created the business, how it could help the next person. I think that's the reason, or that's how storytelling helps so much. You know, just latching on to why you created the brand, what was your inspiration, and who are you specifically speaking to or for?
I love it. I love it. Kachel, thank you so much for your time. We have to bring you back because we need more pointers as to how to get our story in news outlets and so much more. But I want to thank you for your time today. You've been a pleasure to speak with. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.